What's it worth to you? How much will you give me for it? Questions like these are all about how we value something. And TV is full of shows which depend on how things are valued, like Flog It and the Antiques Roadshow. One of the experts on that one lived in my last parish. He came round before he retired and assured us that our silver was worth virtually nothing. I once held the most amazing banknote in my hand. I'd never held anything which seemed quite so valuable. It said on it, $10 trillion. Wow! But that was very misleading. It was a real banknote. It was worth $10 trillion, but only Zimbabwe dollars. I'm told it was actually worth about 2 or 3 pence. I expect you've taken part in that exercise where you're asked what you would grab from your house if it was burning down, what's most precious to you. I suspect that you'll not have gone for the thing which would fetch the most in the sale room or the thing which has the highest insurance value. I guess you go for something which has the most meaning for you, what is most irreplaceable. And perhaps what we would choose changes at different times of life. Every parent will have suffered from the trauma of a missing cuddly, a tragedy of the first order. But I doubt that would be what most adults would grab, because values change. Sometimes we get a shock when we hear how people put different values on things. And think for a moment of the value of the crown jewels. You'll know if you've been to the Tower of London how securely they're guarded. Their value is incalculable. Yet at the coronation, surrounded by all those jewels, this was said to the king. Sir, to keep you ever mindful of the law and the gospel of God as the rule for the whole life and government of Christian princes, receive this book, the most valuable thing that this world affords. Here is wisdom, here is the royal law, these are the lively oracles of God. The Bible, in the words of the coronation service, more valuable than all those jewels. We hear in both our readings today lessons about how people value things differently. In our reading from Acts, Peter tells the high priest and the other VIPs that he's cured a man in the name of Jesus. And he doesn't mince his words. He says Jesus was a stone rejected by them, but in Peter's view, a stone which has become the cornerstone, the stone which holds the two sides of buildings together and prevents it collapsing. They valued Jesus as zilch. Peter and the other Christians value Jesus as the greatest thing of all. So that's a question we could ask of ourselves. How do we value Jesus as a society, as a community? Even more important, how does each of us individually value Jesus? Jesus himself told stories about people selling everything they had to buy a pearl of immense value or to buy a field with a treasure in it. And those things were God's kingdom. And Jesus is the King. We also heard in the Gospel Jesus talking about himself as the Good Shepherd. For the Good Shepherd, the value he places on his sheep is infinite. He'll even die for them. And that's an extraordinary valuation, isn't it? After all, the sheep's going to end up dead anyway. That's why they're bred and cared for. But the Good Shepherd values the living sheep enough to risk his own life to preserve it. And of course, that's the story we're celebrating at this time of year, that Jesus laid down his life for his flock, but is alive forevermore. God values us so highly that he gave his Son to live and die and rise again for us. That is what we are worth to him. Each of us individually is of infinite worth to God. Jesus underlined that in another of his sayings about being the Good Shepherd. He would leave the 99 in the sheepfold and go searching for the one that was lost. And if that's how much we are worth to God, it challenges us to go on revaluing what he is worth to us. Let me end with a story. The medieval scholar Meritus was a poor man. Having been taken ill in the street and carried off to a hospital, the doctors looked at this shabby creature and said in Latin that it wasn't worth treating someone like him. He opened his eyes and said to them, in the Latin they spoke, thinking he didn't understand, "Call no man worthless for whom Christ died." What we celebrate in our communion is that valuation that God has placed on every one of us.